It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. The deadline to vote in Colorado's primary is today. Benta Berkland reports.
The Republican U.S. Senate race is the only statewide race for this primary. Independent voters would need to affiliate with the Republican Party to vote, which they could do through Election Day. Five candidates are vying to run against incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett. There are plenty of local primary races for both Republicans and Democrats for the state legislature, school boards, district attorney, and other local seats. The Secretary of State's office anticipates voter participation will be around 20% of eligible voters. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Wildfires continue to crop in across the West. I-70 was closed for half an hour Sunday as a series of brush fires broke out in Mesa County. Another wildfire broke out in Gunnison County over this weekend, the Rosebud Fire. Currently, the U.S. Forest Service is categorizing much of the western slope as moderate risk for significant wildfire, and a red flag warning is in effect. Two recent residents of Grand Junction died in a car accident last Friday. Sergeant Rob Madden with Colorado State Patrol says Micah Schmidt and Sarah Collinson were driving down a county road outside of the city when they crashed.
The vehicle began to lose control as it approached a hairpin curve and a single-lane bridge. And when the vehicle started to lose control, it vaulted off of a embankment and into a spillway.
The vehicle landed upside down, and both the driver and passenger died. The Mesa County coroner was on the scene and reports they both had a blood alcohol content of over 2.6%. Water rights can be a touchy topic for Colorado families whose livelihoods are tied to the resources' availability. But in the tight-knit community of San Luis in southern Colorado, a group of farmers and ranchers use old methods of cooperation to help ensure healthy livestock and a good harvest in the arid region. For Connecting the Drops, Catherine Claire Ninus has more.
In 1865, Dario Gallegos established the Corpus Gallegos Ranches. Generations later, his direct descendants, Jerry and Joe, own the ranch. The brothers are feeding their cows an alfalfa mix, grown using water from the San Luis People's Ditch, the same water source used by Dario. The community-operated irrigation ditch is also known historically as an acequia. Joe Gallegos explains how it works.
Here in the southern part of this area, we're laid out long, narrow rectangles, okay, like that, okay? This is long lot system, this is grid system. This came from the Moors in Spain, this design, but then it came...
The People's Ditch runs 4 miles long through 24 different lots, supplying water for crops. The brothers are hurrying to feed the cattle so they can get back into town before the annual ditch meeting begins. That's where members of the People's Ditch elect the mayordomo, or ditch rider, who decides when each ranch is allowed to use the supplied water to irrigate their land. Joe Gallegos spent 13 years as the ditch rider, implementing the watering schedule amongst his neighbors.
Making sure that, say, Farmer A and Farmer B get their fair allocation of water and that somebody's not taking more than the other, or just trying to make sure that it's all fair.
A few miles away, the Culebra Creek rushes by. The stream feeds the concrete-lined ditch from April through October. On this chilly March day, back at the Gallegos Ranch, the ditch is dry. Joe explains how water flows through the metal headgates lining the sides of the channel and into a series of smaller trenches on his property.
So the water's up to here, let's say, and I need water to come out. It goes up and goes through that tube. So yeah. And it just goes out, it goes in my garden, irrigates.
Gallegos says each rancher irrigates his or her land in a similar fashion according to the schedule the ditch rider sets. In addition to the schedule, the ditch rider orchestrates maintenance and unplanned repairs as they arise. Gallegos says in such a tight-knit community, there are challenges associated with the role's urgent nature.
It's so seasonal, like in the summertime, in the wintertime, you don't even think about it, and then all of a sudden it becomes very taxing, very decision-making, and people come into your yard and wanting the water and what happened, and sometimes you don't know what happened, and you know, just it's kind of a stressful about for a month.
to the flag of the United States of America.
Back in town, the meeting commences, and more than a dozen people crowd around a large conference table.
Roll call of all shareholders, please.
Sure.
Corpus Gallegos Ranches.
After roll is called, the group reviews last year's finances and receives updates on special repair projects planned for this year. Next on the agenda is hiring the ditch rider for the season. The current ditch rider is quickly renominated, and two participants engage in a spirited discussion about watering frequency and duration.
50 acres, but still.
Okay, so that's my argument.
I understand that.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I understand that. If my fields were level, I would have no problem with that.
Level or not, what we're saying is that you can't possibly...
It dies out after a few minutes. The renominated ditch rider wasn't present, but the motion to rehire him for another year passes nearly unanimously. Mike Maldonado's ranch uses water from the People's Ditch. He voted in favor of the rehire and says neighborly cooperation is an important part of maintaining the People's Ditch legacy.
It's a special and unique place, and I think everybody understands that most of the people are heirs of someone who started way back when. So their farms have been in the family for many, many years, generations, and I think that carries over. I think that's an incredible and unique thing for Colorado.
Back at the Gallegos Ranch, Jerry reflects on the evening's meeting and says he was glad for the discussion on watering frequency and duration.
And it was good. Is mine not as important? That was so good to hear.
He says the collaborative efforts of the group help mitigate issues quickly because everyone understands the water's importance.
We utilize it to its fullest. We avoid waste. If some water gets by, it goes out, it goes to the river, it goes into another ditch for someone else to irrigate.
For Connecting the Drops, I'm Catherine Claire Ninus.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece is provided by CoBank.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.